brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The veins of men and women. But physical strength is not even the most important. It's always been the moral courage to do what's right. And that is the courage that we lack. We become lazy. We believe what the establishment says. Or even if we know they're lying, we say, well, what can you change? Well, nothing if you lay down. Let's go to your phone calls here. Big new breaking news coming out in the next segment on this Wednesday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Liz in California. You're on the air, Liz. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. This call's about that kid that was wearing the T-shirt protecting the Second Amendment right.
Yeah, no, it's an NRA milquetoast T-shirt with an American eagle on it. Eighth grader suspended over T-shirt returns to school. Guy's document cam. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, here's my idea. I think just like how the Tea Party organized, there should be an organization one day for all young patriots and Christians, that they should all wear T-shirts that say something like In God We Trust or Protect Our Constitution.
Absolutely, because the separation of church and state means the government can't be involved in your religion. Not that you're a member of the state and can't wear a shirt saying I love Jesus at the mall or at a public school. They cannot bar you from doing that. It's just a total lie. Just like you can wear NRA T-shirts if you want. I think we should organize some school, maybe in Austin, we have so many listeners, where maybe 100 children wear a shirt saying, I defend the Second Amendment, and watch the authoritarians throw them out. The idea of even a civil rights group isn't allowed. Do you see what tyranny that is?
Yeah, and I think that this should be organized all through every state, every school. And let's see how the left teachers and principals react to that and what kind of reaction we get.
Listen, it's a culture war. That's why they win, is they know to never stop. We beat them, but then we quit. They keep overrunning us. They always want more, 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 more. When we fight, we always win. So we have to drive them out. I mean, listen, they're saying kids, and again, they want a culture war. It's class civilizations. They play both sides. They have tried to program Hispanics that communism is what rebels against tyranny, that anti-gun is good. Why wouldn't Hispanics want to be capitalists and all the wealth that comes from it and be able to own guns? Well, most of them do. But they then say, oh, kids can't wear American flags because it makes the Mexican kids mad. And it turned out it was Hispanic kids mainly. Of the, I think, 8 kids suspended, 6 said, well, you know, you saw them on the news, they were Hispanic. One of them just wore a Old Navy shirt, I think it was, or American Apparel, I forget. He was on the news. And then they said, you can't be here 1 week, so they came back wearing shirts saying, I'm sick of this. This is America. I want to be an American. Okay? You know, it's like I've got German and French and Scots and Irish and English and all these other backgrounds. I don't call myself a Alsatian. I don't call myself a Scot. I don't call myself a Welsh person. I'm probably more Welsh than anything else. I've seen people name Jones from England. It's a strong resemblance. I've seen, like, I met people from who are Welsh from Wales. But you know, the point is that it's amazing that they've engaged in this divide and conquer. And in America, that's not liberalism, that you can't wear an American flag shirt. That is crazy authoritarians who want to totally dominate you, and that's a re-education camp. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I think we need to organize and have all these young patriots wear T-shirts on the same day. I mean, Muslim people of Muslim faith can wear their burqas to school.
Oh, listen. I heard Mantel say this a month ago when I was on a show, and I believed him, but I went and looked it up. The Saudi Arabians are allowed to wear their headdresses and their turbans and all that coming into the country, but citizens can't. Because it's not about, and I'm not saying the Muslims are terrorists, period, either. I'm saying it's all made up. It's about breaking us and training us. We have no rights. Do you agree?
Yes. Let's have National Christian Day at the school.
I'm calling for it. Absolutely. National First Amendment Day, which includes freedom of religion, and you can't bar what...
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it hurts my feelings when I read on InfoWars.com cops that sound like they're really good people going, hey, we don't want to die. We don't want to go home dead to our family. You know, we want to be able to protect ourselves. There could have been terrorists that they were with in any house. Well, yeah, and I mean, there could be 10-foot-tall blood-drinking lizards, too. I mean, there's a reason we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution. There's a reason we've never seen this in an American city, locking down most of a city, pointing guns at everybody, including black women and blondes, who clearly aren't your suspect. Well, you could have been with them. And this cop sent me an email. At the end of the show, I'm going to read this. We got Lindsey Williams giving us an update. He says, breaking new news from his elite friend. So that is coming up. And I know who his source is. It is someone who's attended Bilderberg. It's always interesting, so we'll get that perspective. I'm going to continue with your calls. Let's move quick now because I'm pushing him back to go to these calls. I'm sorry to make you hold so long. But you know that's what I do. Teleprompter free. It's governor free, by the way, as well. There's nobody in control in here but me, and I'm not in control. Kind of scary, isn't it? Nick in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, buddy. Hail Cobra. What's going on today?
Hail Cobra.
Hail Cobra. Destro. Get the winners out of here. Let's get hard and play. I saw the awesome Oblivion last night, and
and that was an amazing film, I have to say. So I was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Tom Cruise, and it made me like him. And again, it's because, did you get all the messages? It's pro-male. It's all wholesome. It's about family and generations. It's about kinship. It's about love. And it's about sacrifice, death. I mean, it's just, and it's about compartmentalization. Was it heavy like I said it was?
Dude, it's something you don't see anymore. That's the thing. I mean, not only was it an amazing sci-fi film, but it had every aspect of hope, and we can get through this, and we can, save the day.
Well, I feel like Morgan Freeman when I'm arguing with somebody about the New World Order, and, you know, he's sitting there arguing with the Tom Cruise astronaut character, and he's trying, he won't even argue with him. He just goes, mm-hmm, that's what you think's going on. It's just like, because we know we're right. You know, I mean, some things we're wrong about on the edges, but we know generally how right we are. It's like a joke how right we are. And having to argue with people. That's why when we get attacked in the media, or they say, I'm connected to the bombings now, you know, and the Associated Press and all this, it's just flailing. And then you know how evil the top of the pyramid is, literally, Oblivion, the Black Pyramid. Hey, what do you think of the cover of the October issue being the bad guy from Oblivion, which they will not let that image out, I've discovered. They're really shutting it down when it gets out on the web. What do you think of the bad guy in the movie?
What, the eye at the end?
Yeah, the big black upside-down pyramid with a red eye, yeah.
The all-seeing eye?
Yeah. I mean, the bad guy is the Illuminati, a technocratic, psychopathic entity.
Well, you know what I thought was funny was before the movie started, when the Universal logo came around, I didn't know anything about this film. I never read the graphic novel. I went in there basically. I turned you off yesterday when you were talking about it because I'm like, I just want to see this film. So I did not know anything about the pyramid or anything. But when I first saw the Universal logo coming around and I saw that pyramid, I was like, wait a minute, are they really being this obnoxious now? Like, I didn't know that was part of the film. And then when I saw it in the film, I was like, all right, well, that makes sense. But, I mean, I there's a lot of symbolism in the film that majority of the audiences will not get.
No. I'm going to be honest. We had Rush tickets and a bunch of stuff and probably could have got backstage and stuff, but I didn't go to Rush last night because I went back to see it with my wife again because she wanted to see it. Plus, I ran home and saw the kids. But I went back just to try to, like, see it again when I wasn't tired. And it's just the whole thing. It's definitely anti-Illuminati. It is not a revelation of the method, externalization of the hierarchy. Do you agree with that analysis?
Yeah, no, totally. The thing, I called yesterday to bring up, I mean, you haven't touched on this yet, but have you... seen the, or just, you know about the Associated Press yesterday being hacked?
Yeah, and saying the White House had been blown up?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really see much press about that. And I know you guys haven't discussed it yet, but I wondered what your insights of that was.
Okay, well, the Syrian Free Army really is Syrian hackers, and they hacked CBS and put out stuff like the government's funding al-Qaeda. It was all basically Assad stuff, so that was accurate, because I've seen them hack before. They did stuff like hack satellites with the Russians and show that the U.S. was, not the U.S., the globalists have hijacked our country. Might as well be aliens for that part. I mean, it's the same thing. It might as well be, you know, like slugs that climbed in, you know, Obama's ear and are running it from Planet Pop-Tart. That's how evil they are, how anti-human they are. I mean, they literally are just anathema. They're oblivion to everything in our society. But I believe they're doing that to get CISPA through the Senate. Because, you know, you can tell when they do a hack and it's ineffectual and it doesn't really hurt them. You know, I mean, if there were hacks saying this CIA group is involved kidnapping kids and doing snuff films, you'd know it's real. But if it's a hack, you know, of something silly or something that, you know, makes it look like the president's under threat, that's them. Because, see, that fits into Olympus Is Falling.
That I haven't seen. I have no desire to see that film. I know
programming.
Well.
Yeah, no, yeah, I saw it, and it was like half cops in the audience, you know, shuffling around, and it was like programming. It was like fake battle programming. They have to have an enemy they believe they're fighting, so they have to have an occasional bombing and hype it up, but it's just programming the brain takes it as real, so cops are walking around looking behind dumpsters and, you know, doing head rolls and in the shower, you know, like al-Qaeda's everywhere. Meanwhile, the New World Order runs America. You know, the devil force runs America, runs the world, and runs al-Qaeda. And but see, it just doesn't compute. I'm like, hey, cops, government runs Al-Qaeda. Here's Reuters. Yeah, that's what Al-Qaeda would probably say, Jones. You with them? And now the AP says I'm with them, see? So, and must be true. I mean, you know, I'm so evil, I don't love the government. I mean, I must be with Al-Qaeda. Thank you for the call, Nick. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back with Lindsey Williams with breaking news here. Derek, I'm told we now have him on the line, so we're going to him in a moment. Thank you for joining us, Lindsey. Let's go to Derek in Canada. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good show today, man.
Thank you.
I'd like to address a popular photo circulating and possible use of actors involved at the actual bomb site. The one I'm talking about in particular, the media is really showing this a lot, of the guy with that supposedly just lost two of his legs being helped by a guy in a cowboy hat, and he's on a wheelchair. There's actually a series of photos on this guy, but if someone has done sort of like a closer kind of looked at the close-up shots of the bomb site itself, and it shows a hooded man in sunglasses, what looks like he's like dropping the guy on the ground, and then like all these sort of other suspicious-looking photos where, I mean, there's like there's no actual blood squirting from this guy's like, you know, two legs.
Well, that's because they would have put a tourniquet on it. Let me just stop something here. They clearly had actors on 9/11 go and put out the official story over and over and over again that it was jet fuel that did it, pancaking, and then it fell into its own footprint. They clearly announced Building 7 had fallen before it fell. They false started on that. But the event was real. Sandy Hook, Aurora was real. They clearly have had, because we proved this, and I didn't even go with it, because I said the media will attack us. We found two of the people are actually pretty successful actors and admit they're actors and even use their real names. But I thought, well, maybe real actors could just actually be in the movie theater. But the guy goes, here's my ticket. I was really there. And then he tells the official story. And the other guy does it. So it looks like, yes, and the government loves you. Brought to you by Doritos. Brought to you by Pepsi. I mean, it's like product placement, propaganda placement. So that goes on. But then when you say no one was killed at Sandy Hook, no. They like killing kids. That was a holiday for the folks that did it. And you had people in the same camo pants and black shirt caught by local police who they were then ordered to release. And they said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, even though the video and the arrest is actually on record. So, there's the signs of them involved, but they're going to kill real people. They enjoy that. I mean, it's not just like they don't care. They're in this job. The favorite thing is to kill little kids. So, that's my bottom line there. Thank you, Derek. Could they have actors, you know, with fake legs blown off? I've seen people with a leg chopped off before, and a tourniquet got around it, and they were in shock and turned white and just laid back. I mean, you can have your legs blown off, and if they're not sliced off clean, they'll stop bleeding on their own sometimes. But I don't want to get into it with people. Whatever. It's just the media wants to go with that. They don't want to look at Tamerlan now coming out was in the CIA and had aliases. That's mainstream news confirmed. They didn't even hide those facts now. That broke today. They don't want you to know about the senator saying there was prior knowledge. They don't want you talking about the drill, which was used as a smokescreen. They want you to focus on no one died, and it's all a 3D projection, from the Black Pyramid. Let's talk to Jenny in California. You got about a minute and a half. We're going to break with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, Jenny, come on down. Welcome.
Oh, I'm excited I finally got on. So I actually just have a couple questions instead of any kind of comments. When you talk about the martial law, you always state if it happened in Austin, you're not going to stay in your home. You're going to, you know, go out and still live your life. I live here in California, and I've actually heard of a couple events that may or may not happen. And, you know, maybe my area might be closed down. So my question is, if I would not, you know, go with what they do when they try to come to my house, what do you think they'll do to me? Do you think they're going to put me in jail and make me the terrorist? That's what my question is.
No. Look, they're going to just keep staging this and get you used, just like they have the children locked down, get in a fetal position so the death count can be higher, duck and cover when the Russians A-bomb you. They always say, do what we say, go into a catatonic position when we tell you so they're in control. It's prisoner training. Okay, lockdown, everybody, hands up against the walls. That's the Nazis. Everybody up against the wall. This is prisoner training. TSA, all of it is, they admit it. They've written handbooks on it. But this is all control of the situation training. And that we're all suspects. And this cop, you know, that commented on InfoWars said, hey, we've got to, everybody's a suspect. We had to have the women come out with their hands up. You know, who knows? Maybe that blonde woman, you know, maybe the black lady is an accomplice. You know, everyone's a suspect but them, who have a history of staging it. And we're going to skip this network break, obviously, and go to Williams here in a moment. So if there's martial law, I'm not planning to go out and offensively fight with people. What am I going to do? Go fight with poor cops? I mean, they're literally brainwashed clones. They might as well be the Tom Cruise character. I just want them to be free. It's ridiculous. I mean, no, I'm trying to stop a civil war. But once they start gun confiscations and burning down patriots' homes and doing all this, and they'll shut down communications during this, people are going to know, especially military folks, and they're not going to just wait for the cops to come to their house. Once the cops are committing these crimes, like redcoats, under the rule of common law and our Declaration of Independence, they're open season. And I've warned the police. The police know this. I mean, I've heard the local former local sergeant Sam Cox. I guess we could say we're friends. I've hung out with him a couple times. He's come by the office. But I heard him on the radio, a few weeks ago. He goes, if they try to take the guns, there's going to be a civil war. The collateral damage will be incredible. People aren't turning their guns in. He goes, and I'm not turning my guns in. And Larry Pratt's not turning his guns in. And none of us are. My point is, this is horrible, but you're in the wrong. Don't cross this line. And look, they're going to start it, and they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us so they can be the good guys and we'll be the terrorists. I've told you this. I mean, they're trying to connect me to the bombings now. I can read you the headlines where, you know, Alex Jones influenced bombers, blah, blah, blah. It's everywhere. And you know, someday it'll be Alex Jones is arrested. And if they torture me hard enough, you know, electroshock and stuff, I won't even know who I am. They'll put me on sodium pentothal, roll me out, do an hour-long taped interview until I finally say, I did it. Yeah, I did it. You know, they've got the younger brother of Tamerlan who can't even talk, but they're in the news saying, he admits he did it. He's guilty. I mean, that's the opposite of our free society. And they're all like, it's the Muslim threat. Why is our president behind the Muslim threat? Because they're radicalizing Muslims to wreck the Middle East. It's a public plan. It's called the Clash of Civilizations. They want Shiite and Sunni killing each other. Syria's been a stable country. That's why they're overtaking it. Libya was a stable country. Certainly not a fan of Gaddafi, but compared to Al-Qaeda, he was a good guy. They're overthrowing it all. So I want the police to know, you're not just going to come burn down all our houses. You engage in enough atrocities, people are going to fight back. And the globalists don't care. They'll just get more drones. You're seen as drones. You're seen as a clone. You are called a biological android by the globalists. I've read stuff where Bertrand Russell in the 40s was calling police and their minions programmable. That's what they call TV programming, like you're stupid. Programmable human resources, biological androids. I mean, I don't like being called an android myself. I'm not an android, okay? I got free will. I can learn. I'm smart. And I'm just as good as you, New World Order. I'm just as smart as you. I just don't have a flavor. I don't have a taste to dominate people. I like to sit there and watch a movie with my wife and drink cold beer with a fat French bulldog's head on my lap. I never get tired of that. I never get tired of gardening. I never get tired of hunting and shooting. I never get tired of hiking. I never get tired of seeing my family. I never get tired. And you think I'm a freak. Your textbooks say I'm a bad guy. Thank you, man, for the call. All this stuff about how the family's bad. No, you're bad. You're bad, and you just want to abuse nice things. You want to screw up nice things. Come on in, crew. We have a short video clip of Badandi at the press conference showing him stand up and show his pictures before getting surrounded by the bald Secret Service agent. All right, we'll have that video added or uploaded to YouTube and added to a Don Salazar's video and give it to Rob Dew or any of the crew. That'd be good. Good job. We'll show that coming up. But absolutely, they do not like this information. Some more photos and videos coming in. I knew they shot this and said they had it, but... Now, I apologize for cutting into his time, but I know he's all right with that. He understands all the big stuff that's happening. Lindsey Williams wrote a best-selling book about the energy non-crisis, how they were shutting off our oil supplies because he was used as an intermediate liaison That's standard, by the way, to use a preacher in that, especially in the old school, by the big four, four major ones there at the time, when they opened up the biggest oil field in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia. And just to recap who he is, and he knew the head of Atlantic Richfield and one other guy. The head of Atlantic Richfield's died, so we can say Ken Fromm's name. We can't say the other guy's name. They just want to tell you what they're doing to you. Also, they don't really like it. You know, they've kind of gotten to the point of, well, I'm telling you because I'm arrogant. And really, the truth is they have a conscience. It's almost like a game they play with God. Oh, I warn people, you know, now that you're getting closer to the graveyard. See, I'm close to the graveyard, folks. The New World Order comes after me. So it's really empowering to be so close to the graveyard. Free, baby. I'm God's forever. You can't change that. That deal's sealed. And it's the Senator Lindsey Williams, and his book came out almost 30 years ago, all been proven. And he has this other big source. We know who it is. We've talked to him. Leave it at that. He gets pretty mad when people call him up. But it was first Stan Monteith that called him up, because Stan doesn't just believe stuff, Dr. Monteith. And so he's here to give us the newest intel. The 30 minutes coming up. Maybe we'll do some overdrive with Pastor Lindsey Williams today, and I'll get to your phone calls too. But Lindsey, what do you make of the Boston bombing and our government funding Al-Qaeda? It's now come out that these guys were, at least the older brother was CIA. That's at InfoWars.com right now. What do you say to that?
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to thank you for something. You actually advertise a product on the Alex Jones Show that possibly saved my life. I'm sure that many of your listeners of the Alex Jones Show are wondering where Lindsey Williams has been for the past 3 months.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you were...
radio shows. This is the first show I've done. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die and afraid I wouldn't. My elite friend, whom you know, possibly saved my life. He came to me one day and he said, Lindsey, you've got to go where we go. I did. And it relates to something. Well, first of all, Mayo Clinic. They could diagnose what I had. They had no treatment for it whatsoever. It relates to a product that you handle right here on the Alex Jones Show. Folks, you positively must, after this show, go to the Alex Jones website. You've got to click on Carnivora. Alex, they must have it in their medicine cabinet.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Lindsey. I didn't know you were going to do this, and I did not take Carnivora as a sponsor on the radio. I guess we have like this ad system where ad service sometimes loads them, and then we have to. But I don't know if it's good or bad. I just had to study longevity for a year or more before I got into it. I don't do a lot of endorsements, but I know it's on the network. People swear by it. You, because I didn't know why you'd been sick. I just knew you'd been gone and couldn't do an interview, and I did not know you were about to say this here on air. I mean, I've actually turned down a large endorsement deal to Carnivora on record just because I couldn't prove it one way or the other. So I guess if I get enough endorsements. I may have to actually go endorse it myself, but because I wanted to get your take on the bombing here and everything and about the latest info. But specifically, what was wrong with you? What happened?
Well, I don't want to go into that right now, and I am not advertising for Carnivora. That is not the reason I came.
No, but you didn't tell me you were going to do that either, just for the conspiracy theory start, correct?
Well, I talked with my elite friend on the phone just the other day after I go, oh, by the way, I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s because I went where my elite friend told me to go. And, Alex, all I can say is after I got over all of this, and in 6 weeks' time is what it took, and something that they couldn't even touch, but they did where my elite friend told me to go. I talked with my elite friend the other day on the phone, and he told me some things that are going to happen in the next few months' time that your audience has got to know, and that's the reason I'm here today. The elite are working towards a date for the collapse of all of the currencies. Now, you do a marvelous job, Alex, of telling everything that's happening. Sandy Hook, all these things that are taking place right now, what's happening in Washington. I have a connection, and you know what it's been for 37 years, and I am so concerned about what they're about to do, because I will know, and I promise you, Alex, I will call your producer, and I will tell them. I've been promised that I will know before it happens, at least a few weeks, maybe a few months. Cyprus was only an example of something that they are going to do.
Yeah, in fact, I wish I had the crew stay there. That's why I wanted to get you back on. You said, look at Asia, North Korea, the Middle East will just be destabilized. That was 3 years ago, then happened a year later. But you were the one that said they're going to suck your bank accounts dry. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
Citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. I know we've got callers. I'll go into overdrive to get to your phone calls, or you can hang up, 800-259-9231. Lindsey, I don't have the crew, the staff. Everybody I've got's always working on the next story. But, I mean, that's why I have you on. I know who your source is, and I know that they've given us valuable information that, you know, oil would go from $50 a barrel to 150, and then it would go to below 40, and it went to below 40, and then and a lot of what you get, we later get, or at the same time get, from our Bilderberg sources, which are like minions of Bilderberg members. Well, one of them is not a minion, but the point is that truth is stranger than fiction. And so I remember when you, because you brought up that, you're like, get it out of the bank. Anything on paper will be worthless, and they're going to use paper money to paper gold to drive down gold, but it will only go up after that. And then watch, and before they put the fleet into Asia, you said, watch Korea. They're going to bring down the Muslims with sectarian violence and destabilization. That's to get them out of the way, and blah, blah, blah. So he definitely is saying this, and the question is, does he let it on everything? Because he's pretty old now. I mean, he has been a big insider. And then now what is he telling you? And you did hammer, I think even the last time you were on, like 3 or 4 months ago, you said they're going to start going after the bank accounts, the pensions, and get your money out of the bank. So, Lindsey Williams, quick, run through it. We're almost out of time today. Run through your new data dump for us.
You will hear it from my elite friend before you hear it from any other source you've got, Alex. And that's the reason that I call your producer from time to time and ask to be on. Yes, I will try to run through it as fast as I can. Cyprus. Please don't look over it. Cyprus is an example, so I've just been told, of something, an example of something similar. I didn't say exactly. They're not going to go into bank accounts in America. You don't have to worry about that. But Cyprus, it is an example of something they're going to do. I will tell you one thing. You have got to watch retirement funds. It's already being talked. Now, Alex, again, please bear with me. You won't hear this from any other source except my friend. He's telling me, as he hears it behind closed doors, they are talking behind closed doors about the possibility of going into the retirement funds of the people in America, whether it be federal, state, or private retirement funds, and doing what they did in Cyprus when they withdrew from the banks. They're going to retire. They're talking about it. Doing it from the retirement funds in America. Similar events to Cyprus are going to take place in numerous nations in the next few months. I'm warning you, watch New Zealand, watch Japan, watch Australia. If you have any money in the Caymans and Dubai, get it out as fast as you can. Caymans and Dubai are in a lot of danger. Let me try to explain why. Very few people ever knew what Cyprus was really about. I never heard it on your program, any other program, or with all due respects to you, Alex, I wish you could talk to my friend. One of these days, I hope I can put you on the phone with him. Cyprus was a money laundering country for the wealthy of a number of countries. Number one, and most, Russians. Again, a lot of Europeans laundered their money there. A lot of the drug lords laundered their money through Cyprus. The Middle East entities and the weapons handlers and the terrorists were all laundering their money through Cyprus. They lost approximately $10 billion, the group of people I just told you, and here's why. This is what my elite friend told me. He said, Lindsey, here are the elite way up here. Now, think of it, if you can, in my hands up here at the top. Here are the super elite. Here are the ones that I knew years ago and still know a few of them today who are retired. Down here at the bottom, you've got the wealthy people. All of these people in between, whom you would call wealthy or super wealthy, they had to get their money that they had in Cyprus, and I'm going to give you an expression that was given to me by my elite friend. Please, write this down. I hope you have paper. He called it this. Annul wealth. The elite, the New World Order, the top, the Bushes, the others that you know who are at the top of the New World Order and the elite, they are disannulling the wealth of the wealthy and the super wealthy. They did it in Cyprus and took $10 billion approximately from the Russians, the Europeans, the drug lord. Did you notice that Russia within the past week has announced that they are going to do something with that currency similar to what the Federal Reserve is doing with ours? There are some very strange things that the elite are doing right now in order to affect Russia and China. Now, people, please remember, 3 years ago, Alex and a number of other radio talk show hosts, including Dr. Stan, came to me and said, we look like we're fixing to have a war with Iran. And, Alex, you remember I was on your show, and I told it. I went to my elite friend, and I said, is there going to be a war with Iran? He laughed at me. That's when Mr. Fromm was still alive. He laughed at me, and he said, no, Chaplain, that's not going to be a war with Iran for the next at least 2 years. We've gone by 3 years, and everything that man told me has happened. North Korea, it's another saber-rattling. Iran was a saber rattling. It was trying to get your attention off of the main issues, what they're going to do to you financially over the next few months' time.
And is, oh, wait, hold on. How many months, according to your source? 2 months, 6 months, a year? Because they are trying to train us basically for martial law, which they'll call a civil emergency. And do you have any intel on the Boston bombing?
Have nothing on the Boston bombing, and I've tried my best to get my elite friend to talk to me about North Korea, and the reason I've come to the conclusions I have is because of the fact that they won't peep. But I did do this. When I went to my elite friend, when my elite friend was talking with me on the telephone the other day, I was so startled by what he told me until I went to a second. By the way, Alex, I've been put in touch with a second individual that I knew back in those days, and I went to him and I said, is what this first individual, and I called him my name, is what he told me true? He would only say one thing, yes. He wouldn't say any more. He wouldn't elaborate. I couldn't get him to say any more. I know it's true. They are right now in the process of attempting to set some dates for the collapse of the currencies. The New World Order is in its final formation right now, and Alex, is partially because of your program. There are programs such as yours out there who have gotten so much attention and have awakened so many people, it is literally frightening the elite. And you ought to pat yourself on the back, and every person listening to your show should be so glad that you're out there, because you're telling them things that is literally stirring the pot of the elite to the point that they realize they're going to have to push their program a little bit more. And I want to give it to you. Please, listen to these words. I am giving you buzzwords right straight from my elite friend of a few days ago. It came from David Stockman on April the 7th of 2013, and I'm going to point out the buzzwords to you right now. Please give me time to read it. David Stockman wrote, the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis has flooded stock markets with cash. Even while the Main Street economy remains weak, the combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. Now, here's the words. You've got to notice these buzzwords. When it burst, did you catch that? This is the quote of the budget director for the Ronald Reagan when he was president of the United States of America. And I told you in the past, Alex, I've said it over your program numbers of times. When I lived with the elite, one of the facets of their code of ethics is they must tell you what they're going to do before they do it, and they've told you by two people, and I'm going to read you both of their statements. Number one is David Stockman. These are buzzwords directly from the elite. I've been told to tell every audience that I can. Here it is. When it burst, David Stockman said, it's not if, it's when. Listen to the rest of the words. There will be no second new round of bailouts like the ones in the banks in 2008. Did you catch that? There's not going to be another quantitative easing one. There's not going to be another quantitative easing two or three. He said it will not happen. Let me tell you what he did say. He said instead, David Stockman said, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and virtually political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble fragment of economic growth. Now, you ready for the second buzzwords? Folks, please, you've got to hear these and go back and look them up for yourself. This is on April the 5th of 2013. Please, please, please hear this and go and do something about it immediately. This came from Vice President Joe Biden when he spoke at the Import-Export Bank Conference on April the 5th of 2013. These buzzwords should shout so loud over the Alex Jones Show today that you don't waste any time going to my website and get my new DVD that we produced just this week. You've got to get it. New signs. Here's, listen to Joe Biden's message. Please, he said, at this Import-Export Bank, he said, Biden called for the creation of a, you got it? You ready now? New world order. What did he say? New financial institutions. Folks, please, are you catching this? I know that you knew about a new world order. You know what these new financial institutions are? This is a new currency. This is a worldwide currency. This is doing away with the greenback. This is the depreciation. notion of real currency that you've got in your pocket. You said, wait a minute, Chaplain, I can still go to the grocery store and use it. You said it was going to die at the end of 2012. It did. Folks, please. The dollar died December the 31st of 2012. It just hasn't caught up with you yet. Listen to what Biden said. He said, new financial institutions. Secondly, updated global rules. Folks, did you catch this? People take away your constitution. He said it. He said it. Folks, listen to the buzzwords. I'm sure you must sense my this is the first show I've been on, Alex, since I got this new material. He said, updated global rules, what you're talking about. He's going to take away your constitution. They're going to give you something different. And then there was a third expression he used, a level playing field. Americans, you're going to be brought down to the level of Mexico. You're going to be put on par with South American countries. They have already given you their buzzwords. You must listen to what they're saying. You positively must do something about it. And my elite friend cares so much about me and my family. After all, he's in his 70s. He has children, too. And he and I do a lot of talking here lately. And he has told me what to do, Alex. And I don't know how much of that you want to go into today.
Sure. Tell us his view, his perspective.
Okay. First of all, Canada, I'm sure you saw what they did. Canada, in their new budget for 2013, I'm even going to give you the pages. It's on page 144 and 145. Go look it up for yourself. This is Canada's budget for 2013, page 144, 145, 45. The Canadian government has promised to use Canadian deposits to save, and I'm giving you the exact words as you'll find it in that budget, systematically important banks. Canada already has it in that 2013 budget that they can do the same thing that they did in Cyprus, and they will have the legal right to do it because it's written right into their budget.
And by the way, that's the Queen of England, and they said after that happened a few months ago, they said, we're going to use this in the EU as the model and take everybody's money, and if you don't like it, you saw the SWAT teams take over every house, they're going to come to your house, they're going to line you and your family up and blow your heads off because you're terrorist.
Now, they took the price of gold and silver down intentionally. I wish I'd been on your show back a month ago. I wasn't feeling like it. I couldn't have done it if I had tried. And I hope, Alex, you'll please, for the sake of the health care system that America is about to enter into on January the 1st of 2014, I beg of you to allow me a portion on your program someday to talk about the new medical care system. No, I was not pushing carnivore a moment ago, but I need to talk about what my elite friend has told me about the medical system. That's another whole program someday. Now,
well, no, they're bankrupting and all, or you can't even get it. My dad is in medical care management, and he says it's designed to bankrupt it, and it's designed to wreck it and make sure you don't get health care. I mean, they're eugenicists. They don't want us to have it.
Alex, it's worse than that. It's euthanasia.
No. It is euthanasia. That's official. And Planned Parenthood is going to be the pilot over all your health care now as eugenicist. Planned Parenthood is going to run everything.
Yeah, what did they do with gold and silver? I wish I'd been on your program a month ago. I knew it in advance. I could have told you, don't sell your gold and silver. You positively must keep it. It was a total manipulation. That's all it was. They took that. Listen, please, look at the commodity market. They took commodities, had a sell-off, as well as gold and silver, wheat and corn. It is the. Please notice these words that my elite friend said it to me over the phone, these exact words. He said, Lindsay, it is the beginning of a crack. Did you catch that? People. I told you earlier that they are right now beginning to try to set a date for the total collapse of the currencies. They will use the derivative market to do it exactly as I told you nearly 2 years ago. They are, right now, my elite friend said to me, he said, Chaplain, what happened to the commodities market, what happened to gold and silver is the beginning of a crack, and you want to know why they took gold and silver prices down the way they did while they plummeted them? I'll tell you, there were two reasons. Number one, they wanted to scare the daylights out of you who have gold and silver and make you think that that it's all over with.
Exactly. The alpha maggots would not be buying gold and silver in such mass.
You never had.
Absolutely, if they didn't think it was good.
It's going to go back through the roof in a very short period of time, Alex.
Yeah, just jumping over. You might not have been able to hear me. The elite themselves are busy buying up gold while telling us not to get it and using paper naked shorts to falsely drive it down. Just like LIBOR and everything else, it's all rigged.
That's exactly my second point, Alex. You beat me to it. You outguessed me. And you get it from your mind. I get it from my elite friend. He said, number one, get it backfired on them. Now, please, I've talked with some gold and silver dealers lately. They say that people are buying it like mad. They can't even get silver.
Yeah, it had gotten too expensive for most people. So, yeah, people are using it as an example to buy.
They wanted to get people scared to death and make them sell. Instead, it was just like Obama when he...
No, this is helping Ted Anderson.
...the gun store and buy more. Yeah. And the same with gold and silver has happened. There was a second reason why they took the price of gold and silver down right through the floor. They wanted to buy it. The elite, my friends, have literally bought as much as they possibly can get their hands on. Now, notice what else they did at the same time. They took the commodities market down. And as he said, it was the beginning of a crack. Do you realize that copper went to a 52-week low? They had to do all of this in order to bring the economy to where they want. They have brought the global economy.
Oh, yeah, they want to force us on food stamps. Stay there. We got to go to break. Lindsey Williams.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By the way, here's the info up at InfoWars.com right now. Illegal immigrant testifies before a Senate Judiciary Committee, wants American dream for her 11 million cohorts, but I can't go to Mexico. That's predominantly the majority of this group. I can't go there and then get a bunch of free stuff for myself. That's up at InfoWars.com. But then you look over here at DrudgeReport.com, Obama administration paying people to recruit folks onto food stamps. That's Washington Post. Fraud more than doubles in 3 years. That's CNS News. Report, IRS issued billions in improper tax refunds. Yeah, right here in Austin, one house got something like $89 million. And they didn't get in trouble either. You know, it's kind of like the guy they think sent the Ryerson. He probably was put up to it by him. If you look at the intel, then now he has to be let go. He said he was part of a secret army for Obama. It is an army of just lawlessness. Man, these people are sick. And the legal immigration is over the top, because here's the deal. Just like the supposed bomber patsies, we're headed to New York City to party, and we're all this welfare and had elite tuitions paid for. Folks, when you're a citizen and you are seen as a libertarian or conservative, you don't get anything. All the doors are shut to you because you're seen as coming from a culture of guns and liberty. The globalists are bringing in foreigners not to make them Americans, but because they come from countries where they're slaves, they'll play ball. And this is a sadistic takeover because the globalists have a score to settle with America. We're going to be leveled. So just remember that, folks. Lindsey Williams, we're almost out of time. I'm going to overdrive and get calls here. But the time we have right now, bottom line, they are trying to impoverish the world. I mean, that's the stated plans of the globalists. It's the stated plans to get our pension funds and bank accounts. What do you got on the war front from your associate? You're saying a number of months. How long till they, because I know Congress is talking about lovingly taking over retirement accounts to safeguard them, but also tax them. This is after tax money. I mean, why not? It's for the earth, Lindsey.
Please go to LindseyWilliams.net, not .com, .net, N-E-T. Lindsey is spelled L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Please go there to LindseyWilliams.net. I have produced this week a DVD telling everything that my elite friend told me. Is called New Signs that the Elite have just given me. It just came out Monday. That's right. We're only down to Wednesday today. LindseyWilliams.net, or go, if you will, to our toll-free number, and it's 888-799-6111. American operators, by the way, 888-799-6111. And, Alex, you'll appreciate this especially. We dropped the price of our new DVD series 70% compared to what we charged for our previous one.
To get it out to people. All right, Lindsey, I'm out of time. Thank you, brother. All right, out of time. I appreciate it. And Lindsey's a great guy. He really does have that source. I'm not paid to promote this stuff when he comes on. I mean, I like Lindsey. I like the stuff. It starts, you know, I mean, he does have important information. But as for, you know, cancer cures and stuff like that, I'm just not part of it. That's all I can say right there. You know, I occasionally infomercial with longevity stuff because I really believe in it. I've tested it, know it, and Clemson's done studies on it. It really is powerful. And my sponsors are great. If you hear me endorse something, that's my sponsor. But appreciate Lindsey Williams coming on with us. We're going to go to break now, and we're going to come back and take your phone calls and get back into the Boston bombing. And I was pretty fired up at the start of the show and try to refocus, take your calls in overdrive. Some stations carry it, others don't. Infowars.com audio feed. Go to Infowars.com/listen to find the audio feeds and the video feed. The free video feed's only been up the last few weeks because of the crisis. I can't usually pay for it. It bankrupts us. So be sure and become PrisonPlanet.tv members. One membership is 11 memberships, and that's how we fund ourselves. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back in the fourth hour. Infowars.com/listen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.